Earlier this year, the three Cherokee tribes in the U.S., which includes the eastern band of the Cherokee in western North Carolina, announced that their language is in a state of emergency because of a shortage of fluent speakers. Efforts to reverse that take on many forms, such as a summer camp in Graham County. BPR attended the performance where campers learned to sing this summer's number one song, in Cherokee. Old Town Road by Lil Nas X was undeniably the song of summer 2019, but you probably haven't heard it like this. Almost 40 kids from 5 to 15 years old learned this song as a part of the Snowbird Cherokee Traditions Language Camp. Snowbird is a Cherokee community outside of the Qualla boundary in Graham County. Sarah Snyder Hopkins is the director of Western Carolina University's Cherokee Language Program. She's the one who translated Old Town Road into Cherokee. Her background is in ethnomusicology and linguistic anthropology. That means she studies the way music and language interact.
Anytime you can get, you know, almost every kid in a room to sing along to something, that's already by definition something that's very inclusive. So, you know, the song does seem to bring that spirit to it. So doing that in Cherokee and getting them to sing it in Cherokee just is icing on the cake.
Lil Nas X's song rose to its iconic status after it was kicked off the country Billboard charts for not being country music. Billy Ray Cyrus disagreed and released a remix with the rapper. The song stayed at number one for a record-breaking 19 weeks.
Kids are really excited to show their parents what they've done.
That's Brett Jones. He's a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. He started as a camper when he was 12 years old with just 9 other kids. Now he's a counselor.
They've certainly caught on a lot faster with this song than they have with other songs in the past because it's just such a hit. You know, you hear it on the radio. They're no longer singing it in English. They're actually singing it in Cherokee because of Sarah. So that's pretty cool.
Jones and Hopkins both don't like to say that the Cherokee language is dying. This evening's performance of new songs is an example of how alive the language is, says Hopkins.
That's a big part of what this camp's about. You know, you're still creating things in Cherokee language. You're making a play. You're making songs. You're using the language. Maybe the children aren't speaking it fluently, but they're using it and they're making it theirs. And that's what's most important, I think.
The event starts with each age group showing off their language skills.
Shogun, Tali, Joey, Nucky.
Then they all take part in a play telling the story of the Trail of Tears, when the Cherokee were forcibly removed from their land and taken to Oklahoma. Over 4,000 Cherokee died.
The family have only moments to gather their belongings as they are forced to leave. As they leave their home, they are separated by the soldiers. Across the Cherokee homeland, our families are similarly rounded up. The Trail of Tears has begun.
The kids' lines are all in Cherokee. In the audience, a woman wipes away tears. She told me afterwards she doesn't speak Cherokee, but watching her children reenact the traumatic history of her people was moving. Leslie McIntyre's mother was Shirley Oswald, who passed away last year. She started the Snowbird Language Program.
It's just fulfilling her dream, and without our language, we are not Cherokee people.
McIntyre doesn't speak Cherokee, but when her daughter Jaslyn was born, she says Oswald only spoke to her in their native language. Jaslyn's been at the camp since she was 4. Now she's 15 and is proud to be continuing the tradition.
Just getting to continue the legacy is just great. Honoring my grandma.
This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.